I guess. I really feel like I walked
downstairs. She came downstairs and it was just no really, it was no talking to her.
JC fucking shoved me. JC put his hands on me that night. I should have called
police.
Did he
do one of those?
Like he fucking pushed me and said, bitch, get your crackhead drunk ass out of here, bitch. That's what JC said.
JC, was that your finger that you were showing us today?
That's how that nigga knew.
Was it your finger?
I did not
that you was
that drunk bitch.
Hey, that was you. Telling me it's love thing. But you had to play my games with me. While you do this play, it's my games. Then come back and say you love me, you love me. Misery know he loves company. Look at her face. What? You would then respond, "What you have
more
to
than
offer as a
vagina
person.
And put oh, what?
No, and here's
she's
my
confused
thing. Because and I, no, I have follow up questions to what you're saying. Like, because here's my thing: Are you, if you're,
you didn't even answer my first one, love.
I did. I said nothing because and here's what, and here's where I was going with this because if for instance if we're like hooking up, right? Like we're meeting or whatever, ne? Before we get
we
to,
hear you,
before
Charlie
we get to sex, right? Before we get to sex, we gotta fucking have conversations. And if I can't hold a conversation that intrigues you, how are you even getting there to begin with? Do you get what I'm saying? And if you're already there and you don't fucks with it, you already know that you don't fucks with my mind either. So, like, what else do you want? You don't fucks with my mind, you don't fuck. Because if you don't fucks with my vagina, by the time you got my vagina, after having a conversation with me, you clearly didn't have vibes with my conversation and my mindset anyway. So what else do you want me to give you? I must go rent another brain. I must go rent another vagina. You don't like my vagina, you don't like my brain. So what must happen? I'm not your vibe, I'm not for you, and that's okay.
So where I'm coming from is, women, they lead with their sexuality because that's just, you know, I mean, that's what they're giving you, dick. And men, you know, most of us fucking fall for it. You know, we're thirsty and we love fucking pussy. Mm. But if you get an evolved man or, no, just a mature man who knows how to compartmentalize things, and let's say he's dealing with the woman that is leading with, actually, now I'm asking questions about another bitch. I'm asking you all, motherfucking, what
who's
do you,
bitch?
No, no,
we
my,
gotta know who this bitch is.
No,
who
no,
is
no I'm asking, what else do you, Kes, what else do you have?
Well, I like to think that, and I can say this confidently, whether anybody disagrees with me or not, I know that for a fact I'm not like the average woman. Yeah. And that's not to say, oh, I have all these degrees. Bitch, I barely graduated high school. Okay? That's first off.
Y'all look like fucking extras from
never
goddamn dead
get
presidents
me
in this
misconstrued.
Bitch.
Never get me misconstrued. I'm gonna tell you straight out real talk. But no, okay. No. I have personality, and it's bomb, and you know that. But no, without me bringing you into it, I know that I come from a great upbringing, and I can bring you into the life that I was supposed to live, because those are my roots. So I can attract a man with my roots, trick him, attract whatever. I can definitely bring you onto my side on somehow I was. I can hide in plain sight.
So men want roots.
I don't know what the fuck Kes, men want.
Kes men, says men,
men
want roots.
Men want pussy. Men want pussy, and they really don't care. That's why this is crazy to me.
So you don't.
God damn.
So you don't. Okay then. Oh no. It's great. It's great. So now I want to. Jesus. I want to pose this to the men. Men, they asked, what do we want? So. What else
do y'all want?
What else do we want? I mean, because, yes, we want, you know, vagina look, and shit, but what else do we want out of a woman?
Of course we want all that, but first off, a woman is made to be the other half of a man. I need a woman who can move the ways I can't move, who can get into doors I can't get into doors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To help lead me to where I need to go as I protect her so she can walk freely. You know what I mean?
Right, Deacon.
I need somebody who can help build my brand. Like my life is a brand, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So if you're not contributing to, you're not bringing nothing to the table, that means you're coming hungry and empty-handed, and I can't have that.
Reciprocity. I learned about reciprocity before I got in math class. My my father used to always say it, reciprocity, boy.
That's beautiful. You didn't learn from Lauryn Hill.
No, I had a fucking great father, man.
I had a great father.
But yeah, reciprocity. Like, what I'm putting in, you must put in as well. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the most simplest shit in the world to me. The most simplest concept in the world. I do this half. You do this half. We meet each other in the middle. Let's go. Motherfuckers got it twisted in the sense, I mean, especially when they know you're hardworking shit, they will just lean on you and rely on you. Yeah. But that's on you. If you continue to allow that to happen, that's on you. You dig? Right. But the the fucking reciprocity and things being equal, that shit is like, I don't know why that is a foreign concept.
It's because people are not being equal. You say 50-50, but nigga gonna get 25 while she giving 70. Like, it's never equal. It never is.
That's why, I would say it is. It's just hard to find that person
true.
That will give you that.
True.
But it's
I
out there,
that.
But it's just, I don't understand.
Yeah, you're not gonna find that person on your first try.
No. It's just,
they
that's just wild
though,
to me.
And I'm not saying that they're not. I just know from my own experience, I feel that I have been a great partner. Financially, spiritually, and mentally. Even a little physically. Because I done cooked, cleaned, did all that wife-ass shit for a fucking boyfriend.
What's wrong with cooking and cleaning and taking care of
the
man?
It's nothing wrong with that, but when you're doing it for the wrong man, it's extremely wrong.
I hear you
and
that.
And that's where I caught myself.
Okay. It's called practice.
I hate him. He's right.
With your non-ironing ass. The pants are bullshit.
I know how to fucking get a crease in the motherfucking
thing.
I'm not gonna do all that
Spell
shit.
Spell it.
Spell crease?
With your dumb ass. I'm joking. I love you to death. What else we got? J-Mac.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably say, just that question, good answers, I think, are characters. I have character to offer. I have ambition. And then stuff, like you said, reciprocity, and like similar to what you were saying, too. But, yeah, I take character, ambition, personality, intelligent. You have a creative avenue or creativity, stuff like that.
So drive.
Huh?
So drive. You want
yeah.
You ain't talking about no car. Go ahead, brother. I'll just wait.
Well, but that could be added. Could be added to the list. Yeah, just I have ambition or drive to want to make things happen. Yeah, like those are all because physical will die out one day, you know?
Is everybody single besides Bells?
Yeah.
Are you single? Why are you guys crying?
You're not
single? JC, why did you look at us and smile? Give us the answer.
I'm single. I am married to my motherfucking career.
You're not single.
No.
He just said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you single?
Yes, very much so.
But yeah, those are all traits that I have. Point. So those are just general traits that I respect in people. So mm-hmm. I would want that from a woman, especially a partner I'm going to spend the rest of my life with or have kids or whatever.
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah, definitely.
How many?
I just have a younger sister, so maybe two. The max I'm going is three. I don't want a fucking small militia or goddamn military.
You don't have any right now?
No.
Do you know their names?
Took too long.
Yeah, I do.
Took too long.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what is it? No. I mean, like, the names of your future kids.
My mom.
I thought you were talking about he already had one.
Oh, no, you're talking about his
kids. You really want to have kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just so happens situational. My mom, my name is Jordan, and because my dad is Gordon. My mom told me that I would have been Gordon Jr., but my mom wasn't for that. And so she was like, we're not doing that. So we went with Jordan, but she said another name. She told me years ago, another name she was going to name me was Jalen. So if I have a guy, I want him to be named Jalen.
Got you.
And then the name, this is something I had with my ex, but I just like the name. It's something we both liked. Kai, I just like I like the way it sounds, just aesthetically, Kai.
Okay.
And it can be guy or girl, I feel like. But I would like for it to be a girl.
What if she has a kid before you and names it Kai? Will you be upset?
Nah.
Would you still name your kid Kai?
Yeah, I've thought about that. I was like, nah, I just got to do
this. Hey, bitch, don't be goddamn naming Kai now. That's mine now, bitch.
That's what I want to do, but no, I was like, that's what I want to be like, but maturely, it's like, nah, you know.
For y'all to run into each other in the future, fuck around, y'all kids go to the same school
both
or something.
Both them were like, Kai.
That would be hell on earth, yo.
Hey, Kai, we're best friends.
and
then you got to visit this shit.
She come home
and
tell
me. Oh, no. She's like, what? Hello, Jordan.
Look. Yo, I have
shit.
I have a show there. My manager is calling me. I have to go do some rap shit. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
Kids?
Do I have names?
Yeah.
No.
Or do you want any?
Yeah, I want kids. I don't have the names though.
No names yet?
No.
And Cass is a heathen. She's not having any kids.
Tell me about that life.
Thug life.
She's not a heathen.
Thug life. I'm joking. I mean, well, heathens a little bit.
That's funny. Well, not for that.
He said that. Not,
not for that. You're not
ooh.
For that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think I know what it is.
Charlie Mack is in the building, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to recap what happened this weekend with drum roll, Cassia and Bell's drunk ass. What'd you see?
First off, listen, all right. Yes. I'm gonna start with Bell's.
Because we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
Charlie Mack is here.
Look, Bell's was extra fucking friendly. Like She feel like she was going to get a pussy up to this one chick. Like, that's what I looked at. From what I'm like, God,
I looked like I was going to get what?
Give the pussy up to this one woman.
To another woman.
Which woman was this?
Vanetta. The way you was on her, you was like, I just love you. Just, I'm like, oh my God, they finna fuck.
Vanetta was a comedian from Atlanta.
The one that was hosting? The second one that was hosting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, he said, okay, I can see that.
She's like, yeah. She's like, okay, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
But I Bells was in the front row, and she was one of the most interactive people there. So
for sure.
Definitely appreciate that, coming up, sitting in the front row, talking shit with the comedians and taking whatever they dish, and I love that. Now, Cass.
Listen,
cause
look, before you go in on me, I want you to know you have a lint ball on your fucking beard.
That's gray hair, goddammit.
No, it's a lint ball.
And you ain't gonna say nothing?
I just told you right now. Where's but go that? Ahead, go in on me.
Oh, like right before he's look,
don't try
head.
To fucking deflect.
Right, that was deflect. Nice you had his back, even though what's about to ensue.
Who was gonna tell him?
No.
And what can he possibly say?
Let's do this.
Comedians are vicious.
What did you What did you think happened? You give your version of the story, and then let's hear Charlie Max.
Motherfucker. Okay, so.
You got 60 seconds. We ain't
full,
taking no day.
Fine. I don't need 60, really. I need just 10. I pulled up because.
That's why I loaned you up there.
First off, in the DMs, you told me to come preferably Friday. Mm-hmm. I came Friday.
Oh, Lord.
I got there straight off work, too. Just pulled up. Ordered my drink. I was mingling. I guess I pissed somebody off. Nigga was mad. Nigga wanted me gone. Nigga told JC. Nigga got me gone. That's what I remember.
All right, Charlie Mack, what are the facts?
First off, her pussy was out. Now I'm just playing.
Yo, that's way different than any of the versions I've heard.
No,
I didn't hear that part in the story. I told you, comedian.
She had a left labia on the dance floor.
Right.
It was just out. Like
she slapped his Asian bitch with a titty. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, man, she wilding out there.
But for real, all right, I'm just sitting on the side, so I didn't even see her come in.
Okay.
But I just heard, you know, the comedian doing his thing.
Who was up? Who was up at the time? Who was up?
I want to say, I forgot his name. Jacob, I think.
Okay.
He was doing a guest spot.
Okay.
Then I just heard commotion in the back, like somebody was fighting some shit. And I took my head over and looked, and who the fuck do I see? But this motherfucker, I ain't see no nigga whoever she was talking about. She was sitting by some bitches, and she was getting, I can understand what she was saying. She was getting louder and louder and louder. It's
talking
like,
to the her friends?
Yeah,
or
to the girl.
Okay, okay.
I can't one deep.
Well, it was 4 y'all over there. Like, I don't know.
Them bitches.
Vanetta filler, was over there.
Filler, yeah. I saw this part. You met maybe like 2-3 girls at the bar, and you guys went up together and shit. Like you just made new friends, and those same girls got kicked out with you. Why you do them like that?
I guess them hoes follow my lead. No, I'm just playing. I'm a leader at the end of the day.
Terrible.
I ain't never even really been kicked out. I ain't been carried out. In my opinion, I never.
So
been.
You remember?
Yes, and I just told my recap.
Okay.
So y'all are telling me y'all version, which I feel like is exaggerated. But, you know. Yeah.
You were drunk.
But you didn't even finish your story. What's the end of the story? That was
pretty much it.
Okay.
I walked out. She wasn't
I don't know them
out.
Bitches.
No, they made her leave.
Who?
Did they really?
Was it Jason?
I know Vanetta was telling her, like, to go. But
Vanetta kicked you out.
I can't remember everything because I set the fuck back down because I want people to think I knew her. So.
That's kind of bad, yo.
It couldn't have been
bad.
That bad.
I'm going to see you on Sunday, but
you
don't know
somebody to know that they didn't know you.
Not today. I'll text you.
That
I'll
means,
text you when you
what
get
the
home.
Fuck are you doing? Like,
bro,
I couldn't even hang out while you.
It couldn't have been that fucking bad. Somebody
Damn.
Literally
Why
probably.
Why do you say that?
Because somebody probably, because I know me.
You don't know your blacked out self. You don't remember this.
Right. Alcohol, in your defense, alcohol brings a lot out of people that. Maybe.
And then you
cool,
forget things.
Cool,
you know?
Cool. But I know me.
I'm a client.
Okay, so I feel in that moment.
Okay.
What I remember is I was not a belligerent drunk ass person that needed to be removed. I think that I encountered somebody that met me with some bullshit energy and I matched it and I just happened to be drunk.
So you think that happened?
That's what I think happened, yes.
Oh, my God. That shit ain't holding
but
up in no
JC,
court.
JC, you don't
no
know
court.
Either, though.
You know what?
You don't know either.
I know, but...
You seen one part, and you got a whole fucking...
So,
So whole, you what, had a whole scenario of what happened.
What I know, I've got four different.
What you think you know?
No, I got four different testimonies. You think
you know? What you four what people told you?
I got four different testimonies. One from someone that I do know. Three from strangers.
Charlie.
And they were all consistent.
They were all. Didn't nobody want to fight, though. I'll play.
I was going to say,
for the record. That's what I'm saying. Somebody
you been
really
bitching
had me
to
fucked
the summer.
Up.
Testimonies
somebody
are,
had to really have me fucked up.
Testimonies
you,
are how I, crimes
if
are solved.
If I came
so,
there.
I'm just saying.
Listen,
like,
you just
we got three testimonies.
God, I swear to
no, but,
God.
I'm just saying
somebody
that
in that room had me fucked up if I felt that much out of character.
But you're saying you listen to other people.
I got a lot of shit to lose. Trust me.
Hold on.
Testimonies are how crimes are solved. So, like, testimonies are like, they mean something. That's how you.
Fine.
Okay, I'm just.
But
saying.
Everybody got a different version of the same fucking story. Your version, and the truth. Truth is.
What are you talking about?
They had me fucked up.
They had consistency. Okay. Yeah.
They had me fucked up. I know they had me fucked up. And I know they didn't want to fight.
You get kicked out the goddamn booth. You keep on getting aggressive.
I know they didn't want to fight. You
were.
They didn't want
to fight. They wanted to fight the comedy show.
Nobody wanted to fight.
You know what? You brought in that energy. You brought in that energy.
I did. I met that energy.
No, you brought that shit in.
Jesse, you don't know. You didn't see.
I'm not sure fighting would have solved the issue. I think it would have caused.
It would have made me feel better.
Yeah, but
and I'm not even a fighter. Like that's what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
That's why I'm saying.
Look at her go, guys.
Maybe in that moment you would have felt better, but later.
It brought to that point, and then you left me out to dry, acting like you don't even know me.
Quit
you.
Quit
give
blaming
me the mic, nigga.
Quit blaming.
I ain't even trying to get part of this.
She's blaming other motherfuckers for her problems.
Ice him out. No, I just play. And I understand that, but I feel like whatever I did, it was not that bad, and it didn't fuck up y'all shit.
But listen,
you got your ass out of there.
Yeah.
Fine.
No.
Fine.
Listen.
I really brought that. I brought that heat.
Get drunk there.
Y'all was in the kitchen and couldn't stand it. Y'all was in the kitchen and couldn't stand it.
Wait, did you get a lid there, or did you got that lid?
Fucked up.
Okay, 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 okay.
I was fucked up.
Let's transition.
When you got there,
fucked up. It don't take long.
It don't take long.
You don't know me either, nigga.
Hey, yo, listen.
You don't know what the fuck I got going on outside of shit.
When she got kicked out,
I guess I really feel like I walked out.
She came downstairs. She came downstairs and. It was just no talking to her.
JC fucking shoved me. JC put his hands on me that night. I should have called the police.
Did he do one of those?
Like he fucking said, pushed me and said, bitch, get your crackhead drunk ass out of here, bitch. That's what JC said. Right.
JC, was that your finger that you were showing us today?
That's how that nigga knew.
Was it your finger?
I did not
that you was
that drunk bitch.
Hey, that was you in the karate video, too, whooping that girl's ass, too.
Yeah, I do that on weekends.
I can see that.
He definitely
I do that on weekends.
JC was like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of here, I swear to God.
I didn't
see that. He did say that. JC, you said that.
No, I didn't say that.
He said that.
JC, jump kicking chicks.
JC fucking.
And if you try to tap, I'm not letting her tap out. Neither.
If they fucking, hey, goddamn, if they want it.
And you know me,
I fight bitches, man.
So can y'all believe he threw me out on my ass?
He's wearing karate pants as we speak. Right now, he's fucking wearing karate pants. With no top.
JC, you threw me out, JC.
You know what? These fucking allegations brings me to my next point.
Wait, hold on. Before you go to your next point, I just want to say that I'm right and you're wrong. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
But you are wearing karate pants with no top so that when it's easier for you to fight.
So and I did. Jesse, I came to you
for help,
and he fucking pushed me out.
That nigga one-inch punching girls and shit. Bruce Lee one-inch punching girls.
Hey, listen.
I was busy.
Hey, yo, listen.
You're not supposed to hit women.
That nigga was busy.
Know your truth now.
He's just trying to keep the fucking establishment.
Jesse was like, I'm working.
Bitch, I will break your skull.
I'm working right now.
I will fucking break your skull, bitch.
She comes downstairs. I don't know what happened. I'm about to transition out of here, but I don't know what happened, so I'm asking questions. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What happened? How come you got kicked out? And then one of the girls she went up with was like, you were her? You know her? Like that. And then she walked away. I was like, that's a red flag. And then.
But Jesse, you know me.
Let me continue. And then I was like, what happened?
Is that the girl she met at the bar downstairs?
Yeah.
One of them was like,
you were her? I was like, yeah, I know. She was like, and she left. Then I was continuing to ask questions. What happened? What happened? What's going on? She's like, I ain't do nothing. Just like this right here. Look. I ain't do nothing. And then what was the dude with the dreads Vanetta brought in?
DC.
I think DC hit women. I'm just playing DC. I don't. Listen.
No, you're not.
No. On Thursday, he got into it with, I think, a female artist member. Yeah, he was getting hot.
Was it me?
And then, besides the point, fast forward, he don't hit women. I'm sorry. I don't know.
He just argue with him.
I'm talking shit. Okay. But no, he's going upstairs. I think he saw it all. I was like, what happened? He said, nothing happened. And he came like down four flights. Bum, bum, bum. No, she was being loud, disrespectful, rude, and belligerent. That's the fourth account I got. That day.
Account. Keep in mind, that's how they solve murders.
I ain't never heard that a day in my life when it come to me. What? And like I said,
you're hearing it today.
If I don't remember, it didn't happen. That's my the logic. I don't give a fuck. Day. Fight me.
Okay, here we go. So listen. I know. Crazy, right?
Right.
So listen. Transition to this question. We talked about this. It kind of goes along with the, it doesn't go along with the training games. But you know when women... sometimes have false allegations, false sexual allegations, and then there is no repercussions for the lies and the slander and the life crushing allegations that were held. That they said that the other individual did, but nothing happens to them. Nothing happens to them, and words are powerful. And my question to you all, I pose this question. If we could create a law that if you are a female and you Emmett Till'd a motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about? Like, he did this, he did this, and lied. If you lie about a sexual allegation, if you're a female that lie about a sexual allegation, because sexual allegations ruins lives. Right. Ruins lives, takes money out your motherfucking pocket. So if there was a law, if we could make up a law, what would be the punishment for these lying assholes?
Electric chair.
But it is, isn't it? Like, you can sue a person for defamation of character and get money. Like, do you mean, like, do you want it to be like over and beyond that?
Electric chair.
Yeah, whatever time they're about to give his ass.
I'm with it.
No,
J-Mac.
No.
Hey, J-Mac wants to goddamn electrocute bitches, and I'm with him.
Hell no. No. No.
Body album. Body album.
No.
My name is J-Mac the Dragon, and I approve this message. No, I'm joking.
Yo, you can say anything. Body album. It's go-go.
No. No. I don't know. There should be some repercussions, but I don't know. Not death.
This is the question.
Not
this is the question.
I'm not anything but death.
Like, over and beyond. But that's
so.
So do you feel like suing a person for defamation of character is not enough?
No, because that's not going to ruin their life. Like, I feel the crime should fit the punishment.
So what would you think?
I'm asking you motherfuckers this.
What about jail?
She should just go ahead and let him rape her then, since...
Wow.
Spencer said that.
Wow.
Spencer came and said, 2 years ago, he called up, and we were like, what do you think should be? Just fucking pose the same question. He was like, well, if she lied about the rape, and he didn't rape, I think he should get to rape her.
Yeah,
that's outrageous.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That sounds about right.
That's outrageous.
By the album.
I got blamed for it anyway. Fuck it.
God. That's hilarious, but that's outrageous.
Guys.
No, but seriously, I think she should get whatever time he was going to get.
Yeah, I was going to say jail. I was going to say, why not just jail? Yeah. You said, say it again.
She should get whatever time he was going to get.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
So 25 years for lying? Because that's what they're giving
that's
out.
Fair, yeah.
They're giving
fair.
Out 20. Okay.
For ruining my life and
25
my career.
Years, bitch, you in jail.
Yeah. But bitch, don't stop lying if you did that.
Bitch, stop lying.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's 25 years of your life.
I knew someone that once did that.
Lied about being
a girl that, damn. What happened to the nigga? What happened to the dude?
No, like, so, and that's how we is. So here's my thing. She let the nigga hit, right? And then she chilled.
So you an accomplice, you motherfucker.
No, my thing is, I went back to Rez because I stayed at Rez and they went back to the apartment. So I went back to Rez.
Okay.
So she calls me in the morning crying. But like, this is like 9 a.m. in the morning, right? And we came back like 2 a.m. in the morning. So here's my thing. She stayed in a 2-bedroom apartment. And the apartments were like not that big. So it's one of those, it's like a bedroom here. And then the lounge is like right. And you know how like student apartments are. Like, it's tiny. Like, if you're raping me and I'm screaming, you're going to hear me.
Yeah, because the walls it's, are, yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So, and even if you're just crying or whatever, like, after that, you'll get up and knock on my door and, like, friend, you know, your friend just raped me or something. She didn't do any of that. Only when she wakes up in the morning, like, Nakona, you know, 3 hours
later.
Said that
yeah. She asked for some money went,
so now she wakes. No, I think she woke up and she realized, fuck, I fucked this nigga. And to her, it's a loser nigga type of vibe and whatever. I'm not trying to be known as that girl that, like, let this nigga hit. And then she's like, she cried rape. So I pull up. I'm like, okay, you know what? And I have a conversation with this guy. This guy's like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, you know, she let me hit. Like, she probably let me hit.
I would be very insulted.
Here's the video.
And I was like, let's go. And she's like, no. And she didn't want to do anything about it.
Were you still friends with her?
After that, yeah.
Birds of a feather flock together. What the fuck are you doing?
Is, first of all, I didn't know the guy. I she's not my friend. I didn't know the guy. So now must I stop being friends with
her?
Did
you explain how that was wrong to her?
But here's my, she's sticking to her story. And he's sticking to his story. I wasn't there. So all I know is what they're both telling me. You telling me that you...
But how do you know she was lying then?
I just... like.
Oh, you say you, yes, that's just you speculate.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I'm speculating that.
So you don't know. You don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. Because you're telling me as my friend that this guy raped me. And I support her. I was like, okay, dude, let's... Because I was like, okay, fine. If it really happened, friend, let's go to the fucking cops. Let's get this guy arrested. Let's do all of this shit. You don't want to do any of this. What else do you want me to do? There's nothing else I can do beyond that.
I guess since you don't know for sure.
Yeah, so, and there's nothing I can do. So I was just like, oh, okay, let's pray. I'll pray with you. And then we prayed. I prayed for her. And then, like, you know, life continued.
Speaking of the N-word, how is it, you know, like in America and shit, you know, we say the N-word a lot.
Mm. Nigga, 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 in South Africa, same thing.
Is it?
Oh, cool.
Is it like that over there?
Yeah, we just, yes.
Is there, I mean, like, is there any kind of, is there pushback like it is kind of over here? Like, you know, I mean, because the word does come from, you know, a place of derogatory meaning and, you know, I mean, is there pushback in South Africa?
I feel like it's exactly the same. Like, if white people say it, we get touched. If we say it, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so pretty much over here.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Like, when we say it to each other all the time,
but
so that's
cool.
We found
out last week that their parents, they don't show them Roots in Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, just
they don't show them Roots, the movie.
Oh, I was thinking,
she don't know Roots.
She's never seen it.
Roots.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I've never.
So that's the difference so far.
I couldn't wait to have a baby when I first did, so I could be like, behold, the only thing greater than me.
See, that's a Roots line, and you wouldn't fucking know it because you didn't.
Is it like a Simba vibe?
Huh?
Simba? No. Like a Simba vibe,
no.
She said.
It was Roots.
It was.
No, she said the vibe.
It was the vibe. Because, I mean, Simba was also like, you know.
That's what she was like, did it remind you of?
He was showing the baby to his ancestors.
So, in a sense.
Okay.
In a sense, yeah.
I still need to watch it. I keep forgetting.
You gotta watch it, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, like.
You're gonna look at your white husband different.
I will not.
I don't know if you want
to. I was watching that shit in college. My white roommate walked in. It was three with a black dude sitting on the couch. He lit TV, looked at us, went right to his room. He's like, not today.
He was like, these niggas watching Slaves.
We all look at him and
we gotta go. I look like that man whipping them niggas on the TV.
You know what, guys? I'm just gonna go to bed.
All right, guys.
Do you guys want me to get you some pizza?
Yeah. You guys hungry? You guys hungry?
You guys want anything? I got some beer.
You guys hungry?
I have my car.
I got beer. I got beer.
I got beer.
You want to pop a cold one, dude?
A peeper? You want a peeper, guy? You want a peeper?
Misery know he loves company.